Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30, we are going to do our Tuesday segment of X's and Y's, where we talk about the difference between boys and girls, and we really solve problems. Wouldn't you say?
No. No, I think we create more problems than we solve, for sure.
Usually more entertaining for the folks at home.
Yep.
I was thinking we would do text line today for questions that people might want to ask in X's and Y's. How do you feel about that?
That sounds great.
So here's how this works. Brad, can you give me off the top of your head, or do you have a question for later?
Yeah, I do. Let me pull it up here real quick.
Brads are always really specific.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, on Wednesdays.
So like, here's my question. And are there items that are quote unquote designed for women, like razor blades and stuff like that? Stuff that both sexes would use, but they're designed
kitchens,
for women.
Just kidding.
Yeah. That... are actually helpful in their design for women, or are they just pink and more expensive?
Okay, so that is a question that Brad has that he wants the female perspective on. Ryan, do you have any questions, or can you remember any that you've asked that you particularly enjoyed over the course of us doing this segment where you really wanted to know, like, what a lady's really doing or thinking?
The one that I asked either last week or the week before that I think generated quite a bit of discussion is, are there any professions that are considered sexier than others to the opposite sex? Like,
there's like, you know, like co-host,
like
broadcaster.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're not first chair, but yeah. Second chair.
It's probably attractive to a feminist.
But you're still on the radio, yeah, which is like super cool.
So if you would like to text us a question that you'd like the boys to answer or myself to answer, and I just basically speak for women, which is, I'm so sorry for that, ladies. Here's what you could do. You're going to text us at this number, text the question, and we will try to answer as many of them. Sometimes when we do this, we get a ton of them. So make your question good, make it brief, and if you want us to say your name on the air, give us your first name in the text message. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Text us your questions for X's and Y's. We'll get to those in about 25 minutes. Have you guys heard of this Gold's Gym situation, I think in Los Angeles, with this woman who was working out in a Gold's Gym, and she was naked in the locker room and an individual came in who identified as a woman and like was just in there with her. And she yelled at him. She kind of threw a fit, as I do not blame her at all. And she got her membership got canceled.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard it.
What parts of this story have you heard? Like, what is stuck out to you?
I get it.
I shouldn't have said it that way. X's and Y's is at 2:30, guys.
What among this story kind of like peeks out is what you're asking. I would say that what I know is what you said, and then plus I've seen the video of her kind of chewing out the front desk and saying, how could you have revoked my membership over this? And that's it.
Brad?
Yeah, I saw the video of her, I don't want to use freaking out, but making her complaints known in the Gold's Gym.
She was freaking out, but like justifiably so.
Yeah, like legitimately freaking out. And then I also saw a video that she made of her sitting in her car talking about what her frustrations were.
I haven't seen that one.
10:42. I wanted to play these videos, but you can't because there's some F-words in it. Stupid FCC. Actually, no, good FCC. I appreciate you. So I'm going to try to find... I was watching the Faulkner Focus earlier today, and she covered the story, and I appreciated that she did. So I'm going to try to find here when she played these videos, because she did play the edited versions. As men, when you hear these stories, do you have reactions to these stories? Like, does it invoke a kind of an emotion in you when you see this? Because I believe we're kind of getting to a fatigue with this, where you have the same opinion you've always had, but it's hard to, you know, this is what the other side does. We don't look for the outrage moment, the flare point every day.
Yeah.
Which is a problem, because we become callous to something, we become fatigued to it, and it happens, and it causes you to roll your eyes and kind of, you know, scrunch up your face in disgust, and then you just keep scrolling.
Yeah, but that's pretty normal. You almost have to do that, otherwise you're constantly outraged by this kind of stuff. So this story in particular, I had the exact reaction you're saying, which is I saw it, I watched it because it was there, and Fox picked it up too, and so I'm like, oh, okay, this is like becoming a thing. But more so than the actual story, I was interested that it was becoming a story. Because the more these things become stories, the more you find that America really is 70-30, 80-20, they always say that, on these issues. And so when they become stories, it makes people realize that they're actually a little more socially conservative than they thought they were, which is good. Which is good.
Not that outrage. Like, okay, I want everybody to be able to live their life, but the lady who was naked changing in the women's locker room, she has a right to live her life too.
And not lose her gym membership.
Here, thank you to Harris Faulkner and the Faulkner Focus for covering this story and doing it in a way that allows us to...
That's where I saw it.
Yeah, here.
Series of viral videos, again, raising concerns and conversation about protecting women's only spaces. A woman in California says her gym has revoked her membership after she expressed outrage over a man in the women's locker room. The woman confronted him. And just a note, we've bleeped all of them, but there are a lot of, well, bad words here. Watch.
Stay out of the women's locker room. We don't want it. He needs to have his gym membership revoked for that. You can't give it to me for this. I'm a woman, and I have every right to not want a man in the restroom when I'm naked. There are girls naked in there. Look at them walking in there like it's okay. It's not okay.
The woman in that video also explained the situation on TikTok. That went viral. She described being fully undressed when noticing the man in the locker room.
I think this is probably happening at gyms across America. We're like... trans women are going into the women's locker room and not really caring about how women feel about it. And it's really hurtful, yo. Like, how are you going to say you want to be a woman or that you are a woman, but you don't give a how women feel?
So she was emotional.
So well said. Like, what kind of women's rights are these people actually here fighting for? It's not for women's rights. It's for the one percenters' rights.
For their individual rights.
I'm like, what? When I saw the original video from the woman who was bounced from her gym because she was naked in the women's restroom and a transgender individual came in and was just like there present, as she says, with his wee-wee out. It's a censored word that we can't air on this radio this year radio.
Wee-wee, it's French.
Wee-wee. She's freaking out. We should all be freaking out. When she's like, you get the heck out of here, that's the correct reaction to a man standing in a locker room where you're trying to change. And, you know, this woman says in her TikTok video that she put up that was then aired on the Faulkner Focus, she's like, you know, she says something to the effect of like, I don't know everything about the, you know, LGBT gay rights movement here or there or whatever. And then she goes on to say, I'm a lesbian woman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, she says, I'm a lesbian woman. But she's like, why are there men changing in a, or standing next to me while I'm changing in a locker room? Like the inversion of all the different things that get tied around here that the left has stood and championed for so long, it's gone to the place where it's now complicated. It's gone to the place where you have to start defining, okay, we've pushed ourselves into this movement where we're going to stand up for the marginalized individuals of our social community. We're going to say that they matter and that they belong. Well, guess what? I don't think that anybody should be deemed worthless unless they've taken themselves out of civilized society. If you're a man and you want to go through life wearing a dress, stay away from trying to influence my family. But like, if you're going to Walmart in a dress, I'm not going to take time out of my day to apprehend you while you're in the dairy section getting a carton of milk out of the refrigerator there. But if you are a transgender individual with body parts that are different to the tune of you being a male, if you look at this dude, he is a muscular dude with a penis inside a locker room with women and likely young women. That is not a safe environment. The other thing that she says towards the end of her TikTok video, the woman who got bounced, and I mean, like, on her way out, she made a scene. So they might say, Gold's Gym might say, well, you made a scene on your way out. She should make a scene because you didn't handle your business to protect your clients. She says out there, like, she's out in the open. She's like, there was a man with his wee-wee out while I was naked in the locker room, and Gold's Gym is taking away my membership, not his. And he's in the locker room right now. He's in there right now. I just think you all should know that is the appropriate response when an entity like Gold's Gym or any business is willing to permit that. The public should know that that business is okay with that behavior. Then the public gets to react and say, well, I absolutely love that. I'm going to go to Gold's Gym now because I support that. And the converse, which is to say, you canceled hers, I'm canceling mine, and I'm going down to 24-hour fitness or whatever it happens to be next. I don't know. I don't know what 24-hour fitness stands for. And they're like, get my name out your mouth.
Slap.
Don't bring me inside of this story. There has to be a level of outrage. I was refreshed that she was incensed. That there is such a common understanding, a common sense position to take on wee-wees in the ladies' locker room while women are naked. And she's looking around like, this is crazy, right? This is crazy. And Gold Jim's like, we're going to have to ask you to leave. And you're like, that's right. You should ask him to leave. And they're like, no, you. And you're like, what the bleep? That is the right reaction. We need more. Loud words.
This is the kind of stuff that guys would talk about when we were in high school as a joke. Like, oh, what if you just walked into the girls' locker room completely, and it's like, pulled your pants down, you know? Like, nobody would actually ever do that. And now, not only are guys actually doing it, but people are like, that's good.
That's brave.
How brave of you.
The most offensive thing to this, and I understand what you're saying, and there is irony there, but it's really what is women are actually experiencing. Like, do you know? Listen, folks. If my daughter, my 13-year-old daughter, is ever the gym that we belong to, if she were ever changing in that gym women's locker room and a man with a penis was in there with her at the same time and I came in on it, I would be done with this radio show. It's a very serious situation. And the thing that I hear, oh my gosh, this makes me so crazy. The thing that I hear is like, unless he is using his penis in some sort of assault on her, that she should just go about her day.
Let me just add that I don't like seeing dudes' penises in the guys' changing room. It makes me uncomfortable even in there.
To think that there would have to be some sort of like line that you would have to cross where women are unchanging and are undressing in a locker room, that a man could be in there potentially exposed but with his entire anatomy intact, to think that that is not a line crossed, because that's where we are right now. We are justifying, Gold's Gym is justifying that man's presence in a women's locker room. Where's the line, Gold's Gym? Give me specific details on when that becomes inappropriate. And I also want to understand why that man is safe in the women's locker room and not in the man's locker room. We hear from these individuals that they don't feel safe to go in a men's locker room. Why don't they feel safe there? Why is Gold's Gym not making a safe space for a transgender man in the man's restroom? Everybody is being asked to accommodate one person in this instance. Why is that okay? It's obviously not normal. It's obviously not what contributes to a sense of normalcy in a civil society. This guy, and like, side note, this man does not look feminine in any way, shape, or form. And screw you, sir. If you think that wearing little drop earrings and painting your nails and walking with your butt out and your chest pressed forward makes you feminine, that is so offensive to what it takes to be a woman, a biological woman, physically, the demands that are on a female's body. You could never. But not just that, but socially. What it takes to be a woman in the year 2025, and what it took to be a woman in the year 1725. You do not get to appropriate that for your kicks and grins. And you certainly don't get to impose it upon other people and expect them to just act normally. It's not normal. This woman's outrage, completely justified, and we need more people yelling, "What are we doing? Why is this happening?" Because if we get complacent, like I was saying at the beginning, if we become calloused or fatigued by, oh, it's happening again, then it's just going to be something that is going to be permitted and continue to grow for creeps who are going to use this as an opportunity to do something terrible.
I just don't get the logic, because even the people supporting it are saying, basically, yes, this is what you can do this and it's okay. You can walk into a girl's locker room and then whip your junk out and be like, "I'm a girl." And everybody's supposed to go, "Thank you for being brave." Well, I'm a girl in my heart, but not in my groin.
It's what this woman did. What she did was brave. And she didn't stand for it. She didn't stand there and think, "Oh, if I say something, people are going to think I'm a hateful person." She's not a hateful person. She just wants to change her clothes after she's worked out. By the way, she's ripped. I think she could have maybe taken that man. She was stacked. And she's sitting there working out. She probably looks like a person who probably frequents Gold's Gym quite a lot. Not anymore. We'll see if Gold's Gym changes course. Quick break and come back with Ethan for Ethan Sports and Local. And at 2:30, we're going to do X's and Y's, where we ask questions across those gender lines, boundaries, if you will, if they even exist anymore. What's the difference between boys and girls? If you've got a question you want us to field here on the show, text us at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Include your name if you want us to read it on the air. We'll be right back with Ethan. Don't go away.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Check it out.
Mega Muffins, mostly manic musings.
All right.
Manic.
Feel most. Like more and more every day I kind of just... look at you, give you a little dirty glare after hearing the different names you've come up for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirty in your eyes.
Excuse me?
What?
Do you mean to leave?
You heard me.
Can we not?
Mega Muffins.
Go ahead, Mega.
If people want to text us at 314-241-9797, you can ask us questions like, why are men like this?
Yeah, but you have to timestamp it and then tell us what we were talking about, because by the time we get to it...
Just be specific. Be
yeah, that way we can explain ourselves a little bit.
314-241-9797.
AC/DC, if you haven't heard it in our promotions yet, is coming to St. Louis. They will be at the Dome at America Center on September 8th of next year, 2026. And I believe, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark Cox is giving away tickets all week.
Yes, he is. Morning show every day, starting today through Friday.
All right. There you go.
And, I'm trying to think if I could name an AC/DC song.
Oh, come on,
if I had
it.
No, listen. I know a lot of songs by AC/DC, but I don't know that I know. Hold on a second. I'm Googling them to see if I can come up with
You're going to know gonna at Google least like them? Five of them.
No, I already like, Googled one and I was wrong. It was a White Snake song.
What was it? What song were you thinking of?
Oh, crap. That's not it either. Here I go again.
Yeah, that's not that.
Shut up.
That song does not belong in the AC/DC catalog.
I love rock and roll. That's got a woman singing.
That's Joan Jett.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me. There's a...
Stairway to Heaven.
No, I know that.
Okay.
Stop it.
Da-na-na.
Don't tell me. I'm going to come up with one on my own. Okay, fine.
Are you thinking right now, or am I supposed to keep talking while you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I am moving on to the next story while you think about AC/DC songs. St. Louis City announced yesterday that...
Back in Black! Was that what that was
called? That's what we were humming.
I know! I was having to... You need to clear your throat, buddy. I heard you do that, but I had to go through the whole intro before he went, Back in Black!
There you go.
And then I was like, oh, that's the name of the song. I thought I'd have to go to the chorus, but it was quick.
You got there.
Good now work. You're doing your segment.
Good work. Back you could keep guys. Thinking of them because there's a lot more.
I don't know that
ones.
I can. Thunderstruck?
Ooh. Yep, that's yep. one. Good
you
work.
Got it.
Oh, it's the YouTube chat. Oh. It's not me.
That's a shame.
Thanks, Doug.
St. Louis City announced yesterday that Corey Ray would be the new sporting director of the club following...
What's a sporting director in soccer?
The sporting director... So it's funny because soccer has general managers, but unlike most sports, the sporting director kind of is the one that gets more attention as far as what is the club doing? What, who are they bringing in? What are they doing at the
you said that like
at
you
all
were
of
British.
The levels?
What is...
Did I really?
What is sporting?
Is it because it's soccer?
It is.
Is that why?
It's very sporting, no. Oh,
you have to do... All the soccer stories, you now have to do in a British... Or, like, some pick a European accent.
That's called culture appropriation,
exactly.
Amy.
And I want you to nail it.
It is. This and we be, want Queen's English.
This will be
Queen's
Ray's English. Second crock at being a first-team sporting director after a short stint with FC Montreal.
I'm now excited for soccer news.
Less than a season. Prior to that, he hadn't been an assistant to the sporting director with Toronto in Columbus. During his time with those two clubs, Toronto actually won an MLS Cup, and Columbus won two.
That's not awful for off the cuff.
Now report on
get
as
mixed
if
between that and Australia.
Yeah. Get close.
You were
crikey.
You were.
Now do it like you're trying to find animals in the wild, but with soccer.
Hold on. I have some zoo news in here. Let me find it real quick.
Also, British-ish.
That is Australian now.
That one made more sense, though, for animal news.
Say you want to eat a biscuit.
I want to eat a biscuit.
That's pretty good. I don't care. I'm okay with it.
All right. I found my zoo news. 5 southern white rhinos have officially arrived at the St. Louis Zoo Wildlife Park.
You're really good at this for me not... teeing this up for you ahead of time at
I agree.
All.
I agree.
North St. Louis
what
County.
Other tricks do you do, Ethan? I want to tap into this. These skills.
I can
you
balance.
Have.
I can balance one-footed on a beach ball.
Do that while you're talking like this.
Well, we don't have a beach ball.
I
must be a strong beach ball.
Is that a fat joke?
I mean, it's just sort of a grown man joke.
White rhinos.
That's the secret.
White rhinos.
The white rhinos, once a nearly extinct species, mark a major milestone for St. Louis Zoo officials. As the world's second largest land animal, the rhinos at Wildcare Park weigh in at between 4,000 and 5,300 pounds.
The zoo's free. Rhinos can get in.
The rhinos indeed can get in. As well as the dingo babies.
I think white rhinos, I just heard this recently, white rhinos, they're not actually white, but the wherever white rhinos are from, does that story say where they're actually like native?
Mm. Let me take a quick gander here.
Whatever the dialect of where they're from, the word, they're wide.
This
rhinos,
says their native land is Southern Africa.
I think that's correct, because that's where they are. In the Kilimanjaro Safari at Animal Kingdom, but they're not actually white. But when they were talked about, people were saying they were wide. They distinguished them as wide rhinos, but it sounded like white rhinos, and that's how they became white rhinos.
Interesting.
Everything I know about animals, I learned on the Kilimanjaro Safari. Been on it a few times. I am a what do you call someone who safaris? A safarist.
Safarian.
Safari.
Okay, one more quick story. You can do it in Ethan's accent.
Okay, thank you.
My God.
It was a good night for the local college basketball teams. Last night was the opening night for Mizzou, SLU, and Illinois men's basketball. Mizzou played on the road against Howard, won 88-67. The Billikens hosted Southeast Missouri State and won 92-67. And Illinois obliterated Jackson State 113-55. And let me just add real quick, the Blues ended their losing streak last night.
Yeah, they did.
Yay. Mad Scientist on YouTube says Ethan's accent is cruelty towards Australians. Go on.
You know what? That kind of hurts my feelings because you guys all kind of, you know, made me feel good about it.
Oh, I love it. I'm a quarter Australian, so I have enough heritage to officially weigh in on that.
I appreciate
that. And I am partially drunk.
Also offensive.
The Blues are
two drunks over in the corner of the reptile house. Now they're just staying warm. Couple of winos.
The Blues are on the road on Wednesday against Washington. I'm done.
X's and Y's next here on the Andy Fry Show. Text us 314-241-9797 if you got a question. Save this ship, please. SOS. We'll be right back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
X's and Y's.
Okay, so before we get into our text message comments, questions, I should say, for X's and Y's, read that one comment you said we got before I asked, I think, specifically for questions for... Was this before I asked for questions?
I don't know somebody, which one you're referring to.
The one you just told us.
Oh, okay.
I think that this was texted before I put out a call for questions for X's
yes.
and Y's. So this is just a reaction to the show, and I think it's an important one. We take criticism well here on the show.
And this was about an hour ago, so this was before we said, hey, text in. So yeah, you can always text in. We'll see them eventually. Mm-hmm. It says, today's show is too far over the political edge. Oh. Need more Beaker.
I don't know what you're talking about. Beep, beep, beep.
I don't know how that came up.
I don't either, but it's really funny to me that at first I was like, oh, were we hitting it a little too hard? And then it's about Beaker, and I'm like, oh, there, he's one of us, or she.
Yeah, it doesn't say the name. So there you go.
When we feel as though the show's starting to get off track a little bit, we'll
yeah.
Beak it out.
Yeah.
You went to go get your questions. We'll start with yours.
Okay. First question is, and there are some from the text line.
Okay.
Keep them coming in, because I'll monitor that as we go, too. Which is more annoying? For a girl having to shave your legs or for a guy having to shave your face? Which one do you perceive to be worse?
Which one do I do?
Yeah.
I've never shaved my face.
I've never shaved my legs.
Well, let me ask you this. You both have beards. How often do you maintain the face? How does that work?
I would say every other day. I can probably go a day without doing anything.
I usually trim mine up once a week.
Oh.
Legs.
Legs?
Yes.
I trim those up once a week.
No, you don't.
Braid them.
Ew. Ew. I don't know. I don't know if one... Shaving... I do not have a shower that is conducive for leg shaving. Because we have... In my husband and my bathroom, it's a shower stall, and it's small. And I don't have anywhere to put my leg up other than, like, just all the way up on the wall. Which I still can do, and that's great. Couldn't do it when I was pregnant. But... The nicks and cuts that can come in, but guys get nicks and cuts too, so I don't, it's not particular.
I would say more with the frequency of having to do it is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, 3 times a week. But I would also say that women are really excited for winter to set in because your legs are less out.
That's kind of what I was saying, is that guys can just leave a beard, but if you don't leave a beard, then you do have to do something every day, pretty much.
Almost daily, yeah.
But if you are a girl, you can wear pants. You don't have to wear pants only in the winter either. You can wear pants in the summer.
But it's not, shaving legs is not just for appearances. You don't want to have hairy, like, girls don't want to have hairy legs.
Joe Biden did.
That was not a girl whose legs he was touching in the pool.
But he did. I'm just pointing out that he did.
That's just like saying, and the sun rises in the east. Okay?
You just reminded me that Joe Biden said he had hairy legs. That's all. And I had to say it.
Well, thanks for admitting that you just said a random thing out loud.
You're welcome.
Brad, question?
So along those lines, are the items that are designed for women, what makes them designed for women? Are they actually that, or are they just like different colors and stuff? So I'm talking about
the antithesis of that question first. Well, things that are designed for men.
Well, like razor blades aren't. I wouldn't say a razor blade is designed for a man or woman.
I use a man's razor.
So, like, is there actual value to a quote unquote woman's razor?
There could be. I don't know if men have razors that have like lotion around the razor blade. It makes your legs shave smoother. But I don't know if we're just talking about razors.
Is there a difference? I mean,
a blade's a blade. I feel like men's razors last longer than women's.
Why?
I don't know. I would guess that, I mean, for every woman, it would be different. Like, the leg hair from woman to woman to woman is going to be more coarse on some and less coarse on others. But I would feel like beard hair would generally be pretty coarse. So maybe it just has to be more durable, but I always prefer a men's razor. It just does a better job. But you got to be careful with it.
Do women's razors cost more?
I have no idea.
I don't know the answer to that either. Yeah. You implied that they did.
I would think that men's would cost more.
Yeah, I don't know if they're more or not. I would just, you know, you look at some of the, like Annie was saying, some of them have like lotion or stuff on it, and it's like this big chunky head that goes onto the razor blade, and you're like, well, what is all this? Why, how is that helpful? And like, you would think more on it wouldn't be more expensive.
Text question.
All right. This was one of the first ones that came in when we opened up the topic. It says, broadly speaking, and I don't think that's supposed to be a joke.
Broadly.
How do you all feel about traditional gender roles? Are they still relevant or are they sexist?
I think they're relevant. I still think it's okay to have like a norm and to deviate from the norm based on what works for you and your, I mean, I assume we're talking about relationships and for our purposes here, marriages, because if you're single, you're responsible for everything. You can't be like, well, I'll wait for a man to come around and manage my funds, my finances. Charlie Kirk and his wife sat down and did a podcast where he said that a real man manages the finances and that your female should never have to understand even anything that's going on financially in the house. She should just know that she's cared for. And that should be the goal of men, is to manage and to take the burden off of the woman entirely. The thought of money. That a man should take that responsibility on. And I thought, there's a lot of people who would disagree with that.
there's a lot of people that disagree with what specific gender roles are, too, because that's not necessarily defined either. But if we're just generally
speaking...
Well,
I would think that that is a very traditional viewpoint of gender roles. He's saying men should manage finances. Women should take care of the home and not have to worry about it. He says women should stay at home and take care of the home and the family, and that the man should provide for the woman in a way that makes her not even have to think about it. Like that is something that he has said recently.
I'll say this in answer to that question. I am fine with traditional gender roles. I'm also fine when people break them.
Well, that's kind of the initial point that I was making, that like, it's okay. I don't think that if you manage your home finances between you and your spouse in that traditional way, there's no part of me that's looking at that woman going, what are you doing? Get in there and get involved. But if you are not of those traditional gender roles, I'm also not going, you're a psycho feminist who wants to be involved in the finances of your home, and why are you taking that away from him? That, like, neither of those are any of my business. I don't, if you're a woman who wants to raise the children, put dinner on the table, have it ready for him when he walks home and puts his briefcase down by the door and say, welcome home, honey, help him with his shoes and put him in a comfy chair while you clean up dinner, and that makes you happy as a female, and it makes your husband happy that you're doing it, what business do I have to even weigh in on that?
There's a whole category here, too, where we're not talking about. That's courtship. Guys asking girls out versus the opposite.
You know how I feel about that.
Guys paying for meal, opening the door, that kind of stuff. I'm completely fine with that stuff. I'm also fine if people decide that they don't want to follow those things. But it's important to have the norms so that you can know what you're breaking.
I think the most important thing in all of it is whatever your agreement is or whatever you're doing has to be agreeable to the two people involved in the relationship. As long as it works for you two, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. Which I think is actually real feminism. Like, just do what you want to do and live your life. What are you affirmatively nodding about across the way here?
Oh, we're just speaking off air about how the music that we're going to use to go out of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
You have
another text question quickly?
Yeah, real quickly. Let's see.
This is the opposite of quickly.
Do you dislike or feel intimidated, or do guys dislike or feel intimidated by a gal? I'm assuming this is a guy writing this.
Women do not use the term gal ever.
Dislike or feel intimidated by a gal who speaks like she's well educated?
We'll answer that question after the break.
Does that mean we're going to break?
We're going to break.
Okay.
Do your fun thing here.
Okay. Yeah, I am. Let me make sure that it's on, because right now it's not. There we go. Oh, yeah.
It's only 60 seconds. Not up yet.
Welcome back. Man, some of the things you guys are texting Ryan Wiggins are... We could do a whole after-hour show.
Out of
podcast.
Late night.
Texts we couldn't do with the FCC. 314-241-9797. We're pretty much out of time, but we're going to answer a few more X's and Y's. The one we went to break with real quick for the gentleman to answer. Go ahead and reset
the table. Do guys dislike or feel intimidated by a gal who speaks like she's well-educated?
One of the commenters here said that he was confident that I've used the term gal pals in my life, and this here just now is the first time I've ever said that.
I have been on this show for 6 years, and I've never heard you say that.
I feel like that would have been like a 90s or early 2000s thing.
The question is, are you intimidated? Is the intimidation...
Are you intimidated by an educated woman?
Ethan?
Absolutely.
I'm so scared.
You know how to
speak proper
English?
She made me speak like
English?
An Australian earlier, and
you
I just jumped.
You don't say gal pals? How can I? I have to take you seriously?
Nobody in here thinks that you're talking about me, because that would presume that you view me as an educated woman, Brian. So
I certainly do not.
You're like completely not intimidated by this one over here.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I'm surrounded by dumb
women. I'm going to just text my best friend right now and tell Mrs. Wiggins.
Hey, fave gal pal, just have to tell you the deets.
Barf.
I'm not intimidated by that at all.
Ryan, answer the question.
Intimidated by an educated woman? No, I prefer it. I don't...
He finds it hot.
Yeah, I find it really hot. Into the whole librarian thing, you could say. That's not where you thought this was going, did you?
I never think it's going anywhere. And here it always goes there. It always goes nowhere. I'm right every time.
Librarian.
Hair's up in a bun, huh? Must be educated. Let's talk.
It's all sexual. The fact that the person would be an educated librarian has nothing to do with her profession. It just has to do with her quasi-cute but nerdy glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, pick it up.
Let's see what that face looks like without those glasses.
Quasi-cute, nerdy glasses are hot.
Thank you.
What is happening?
No, I'm not. I'm married to a teacher.
What a dumpster fire.
I'm married to a teacher. It's not intimidating to talk to a well-educated woman.
A follow-up question. How do you identify an educated woman?
You ask her if the rain in Spain is greater in the plains. And
what's the
can
correct
you
answer?
Say it back?
Next text question. Can you read?
I can't look.
He can't read this
Here's
program.
Here's the problem. Program is difficult.
We don't have time for you to complain about it. Do you got another question?
No.
Chris in the chat said you can tell if they're intelligent or not if they're wearing an Annie Fryshirt shirt.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Absolutely. Go get those. How much do you think that humor in women, like how much do intellect and humor go hand in hand? For men and for women. I'm going to say that my experience, I don't know if it's the same for the younger generation, but this is making me feel like an old lady. But I think that humor and intellect go hand in hand more for women than it does for men. I don't think men need intellect to find humor most of the time. I think I think female humor
farts.
It's I mean seriously.
Everybody's like, ha, ha, that was funny because it farted.
It. He's right though.
Look at you.
We're proving it.
I would like to use words to make my case, but I'm afraid that the words would now get in the way of my point.
If you say words?
Farts.
Ah, yes, she said it. She said farts.
Toots.
That's kind of weird.
Passing gas.
It's too proper. What do women think about fart jokes?
You asked this question last week. You can't go back to back with fart questions in an X's and Y's.
Okay.
Cutting the cheese.
I think that I said farts Thanks, in Ender. General. I'm asking specifically about jokes.
My question was, does intellect go more hand in hand with humor for women than it does for men? And I think that we have arrived at a collective agreement.
I didn't even want to prove your point, but then here we are proving your point.
That's some strategic ambiguity.
I agree with your assessment.
Guys in the chat, I don't need to know more words for farts. Stop it.
Some of those are pretty good.
I've never heard some of these before, and I don't need to hear them again.
Are you sure you don't want to hear more? Trouser coughing.
Oh, you guys boy. Would sit here and giggle till the show is over, and as long as you giggle loud enough for the alarms to not go off so that we're not off the air.
That's what we do in the Manny Fry show.
Well, I wouldn't know. It'll be happening Friday because I've got a state volleyball tournament to compete in as a coach.
This is how we're opening the show on Friday.
Maybe this is why people complain when I leave. Maybe this is why the person who says I'm part-time Manny comes on the show and is like, oh, she's gone again.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
You know, sometimes I just prioritize being a mom. I'm not sad about it. Elections tonight. What's going to happen? Ethan, you got the results of the poll for today?
253 votes. Will a Republican upset a Democrat in today's marquee elections? And the majority are optimistic. 65% say yes, 35% say no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Let's hope so. New Jersey governor. I'm putting my money on New Jersey. If I had money to put on it, that's what I would do. We'll find out tomorrow. The Mark Reardon Show picks up right here.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.